Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In his presentation to the Jackson Hole Conference 13 days ago, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell announced a major change in Fed policy. For several years, the Fed has been pretending it would not implement any policy changes so long as consumer prices were rising less than 2% each year. Despite significant statistical evidence from the Bureau of Labor Statistics that consumer prices were often increasing by a higher percentage, the Fed held on to this fiction by referring only to the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index. This report is released by the Bureau of Economic Analysis, but omits tax payments, the fastest increasing category of consumer spending. Powell's announced policy change is that, going forward, the Fed will seek an average increase in consumer prices of 2% annually. That means it will allow greater price increases in some years as long as the long-term average is 2%. Unfortunately, the announced policy change is almost certainly a trap for consumers and taxpayers. Back in the 1930s, Keynesian economists advocated for governments to seek to balance their budgets over the long term instead of every year. The result of adoption of this policy, using the more accurate accrual basis of accounting, is that the U.S. government's budgets every single year going back for more than half a century have been in a deficit. Worse, the average budget deficits have been growing. Keynesian economists no longer mention that in the long term governments need to balance their budgets. I fear the exact same malfeasance will occur from the Fed's new policy of seeking an average rise in consumer prices of 2% annually instead of limiting the increase every year to no more than 2%. Instead, you can almost certainly expect that the Federal Reserve Bank will condone even greater consumer price increases year after year after year. The Fed will continue to pretend that the price hikes are even lower than reality by cherry-picking which data it uses. But it almost certainly will also go along with perpetual annual increases greater than 2%, pretending that in the future, that budget practice might change. Don't fall for it. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.